Chapter 100. The Illustration of the Minas. Jesus is perhaps still at the home of Zacchaeus, where he has stopped en route to Jerusalem. His disciples believe that when they get to Jerusalem, he will declare that he is the Messiah and set up his kingdom. To correct this idea and to show that the kingdom is yet a long way off, Jesus gives an illustration. A certain man of noble birth, he relates, traveled to a distant land to secure kingly power for himself and to return. Jesus is the man of noble birth, and heaven is the distant land. When Jesus arrives there, his Father will grant him kingly power. Before leaving, however, the man of noble birth calls 10 slaves and gives each of them a silver mina, saying, "Do business till I come." The 10 slaves in the initial fulfillment represent Jesus' early disciples. In an enlarged application, they picture all who are prospective heirs with him in the heavenly kingdom. The silver minas are valuable pieces of money, each amounting to about 3 months' wages for an agricultural worker. But what do the minas represent? And what kind of business are the slaves to do with them? The minas represent assets that spirit-begotten disciples could make use of in producing more heirs of the heavenly kingdom until Jesus coming as king in the promised kingdom. After his resurrection and appearance to his disciples, he gave them the symbolic minas for making more disciples and thus adding to the kingdom of heaven class. But, Jesus continues, his citizens hated the man of noble birth, and sent out a body of ambassadors after him to say, "We do not want this man to become king over us." The citizens are Israelites or Jews, not including his disciples. After Jesus' departure to heaven, these Jews, by persecuting his disciples, made known that they did not want him to be their king. In this way, they were acting like the citizens who sent out the body of ambassadors. How do the 10 slaves use their minas? Jesus explains. Eventually, when he got back after having secured the kingly power, he commanded to be called to him these slaves to whom he had given the silver money, in order to ascertain what they had gained by business activity. Then the first one presented himself, saying, "Lord, your mina gained 10 minas. So he said to him, "Well done, good slave. Because in a very small matter you have proved yourself faithful, hold authority over 10 cities. Now the second came, saying, "Your mina, Lord, made 5 minas. He said to this one also, "You too, be in charge of 5 cities. The slave with 10 minas pictures a class or group of disciples from Pentecost 33 CE until now that includes the apostles. The slave that gained 5 minas also represents a group during the same time period that, according to their opportunities and abilities, increased their king's assets on earth. Both groups zealously preach the good news, and as a result, many right-hearted ones become Christians. 9 of the slaves did successful business and increased their holdings. But, Jesus goes on, a different one came saying, "Lord, here is your mina that I kept laid away in a cloth. You see, I was in fear of you, because you are a harsh man. You take up what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow." He said to him, "Out of your own mouth I judge you, wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I am a harsh man, taking up what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow? Hence, why is it you did not put my silver money in a bank? Then on my arrival I would have collected it with interest." With that he said to those standing by, "Take the mina from him and give it to him that has the 10 minas. For the wicked slave, loss of the symbolic mina means loss of a place in the heavenly kingdom. Yes, he loses the privilege of ruling, as it were, over 10 cities or 5 cities. Note, too, that the slave is not pronounced wicked for any badness he does, but rather for failing to work for the increase of the wealth of his master's kingdom. When the wicked slave's mina is given to the first slave, the objection is made, "Lord, he has 10 minas." Yet Jesus answers, "To everyone that has, more will be given. But from the one that does not have, even what he has will be taken away." Moreover, these enemies of mine that did not want me to become king over them, bring here and slaughter them before me.